They say their police service institution has an obligation to uphold the South African constitution. Yes, it's called the South African constitution, not the Zimbabwean constitution. It's not even called an African constitution. It's not even called an international constitution. You understand? The South African constitution does not confer jurisdiction by South African law enforcement on Zimbabwe, because we are not an extension or a province of South Africa. The South African constitution does not bind us. Maybe I must remind them and everybody else that thing binds those that are signatory there too, and we are not.
But are you not afraid that if Zimbabwean officials are in South Africa, that they might actually be arrested and investigated and prosecuted?
Under which process, besides just being mischievous, what to create a diplomatic goof, which is what they are playing into. You understand what I'm saying? Unfortunate understanding of legal processes and international law. Very unfortunate. We are not ruled by South Africa. We are not under South Africa. And if they should do, violate international law and obligations, these are on government officials. It means the natural consequences will follow. By the way,
what are these?
I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm not South African, am I?